Christian Wood with the absolute best game of his NBA career, 39 points and 8 triples in a huge Houston Rockets comeback win against the Washington Wizards. Going to break down his performance, going to talk about a pivotal moment and a decision made in the second half by Steven Silas to keep the momentum going as part of the Rockets comeback. And hey, maybe Christian Wood doesn't have to play the five spot to be a long-term fit for the Houston Rockets. We're going to break it all down for you coming up right here at Locked On Rockets.
This is Mission Control, Houston.
Ignition sequence start.
With the second pick in the 2021 NBA Draft, the Houston Rockets select Jalen Green.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal.
I'm going to keep working. I'm going to keep getting better every day. I'm going to keep perfecting my craft. And every time I step on that floor, I'm coming.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's up, and welcome to another episode of Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets basketball. As always, I'm your host, Jackson Gatlin, native Houstonian and also host of Locked On NBA Mondays. Be sure to follow along on Twitter at JT Gatlin and the show, of course, at Locked On Rockets. What an absolute masterclass performance by Christian Wood, the best game of his NBA basketball career. Going to talk about that breakdown, exactly how Christian Wood had the best night of his career. An important decision made by Steven Silas in the second half of this basketball game to keep the momentum going for the Rockets. And hey, maybe Christian Wood doesn't have to play the five spot to have success at the NBA level. Going to get into all of that. But first, always appreciate you making Locked On Rockets your first listen each and every day. Now, Christian Wood's stat line is just absolutely absurd when you look at what he was able to do in this game against the Washington Wizards. And when you consider the fact that he had a relatively quiet first half against the Wizards. So Christian Wood finished the night with 39 points, a career high 39 points, 14 of 18 shooting, 8 of 9 from the three-point line, another career high, 10 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, a block, and just 1 turnover in 36 minutes of play. An absolutely bonkers stat line for C. Wood, especially considering the fact that he dropped 30 of those 39 points in the second half alone. And that's the part that is really absurd to think about. Christian got one shot attempt in the first quarter of this game against the Washington Wizards. The first half just felt kind of flat, right? The Rockets got blasted in the first quarter, 39-26. Not a great start to the game whatsoever. Second quarter kind of comes through and it feels like they're going through the motions. There's not a lot of energy. There's no intensity to the game whatsoever. And then the moment that changed everything was at the tail end of the first half. Kristaps Porzingis comes down, gets a dunk on the Rockets on one end. Christian Wood, I feel like he took that a little bit personally. It wasn't like a poster or anything on C. Wood, but Porzingis is up in his paint, gets the dunk on him. He's the five. He's supposed to be guarding him. Christian comes down on the other end, catches the ball in the corner, the right side corner, drives it in on the baseline, and absolutely posters Porzingis on that end of the floor just before halftime. And the two got kind of tangled up in that moment, right? Where, C. Wood's trying to just get away. He's got his arms up and he's locked arms with Porzingis. And then they both kind of have a little get off me kind of moment. And C. Wood just does a twirl, spins away, and says, he's too small. Gives him the too small treatment. And that was the moment where it just C. Wood woke up. C. Wood, that was the moment that ignited him, ignited the rest of the Rockets team, because then they came out all engines running in the third quarter, had a really strong quarter where they were backed by Christian starting to kind of take over the game. He had 15 of his 39 in the third quarter, had the other 15 in the fourth quarter. But that was the kind of pivotal moment where the Rockets needed a wake-up call in this game, right? It felt like they were kind of just going through the motions in the first quarter, in the second quarter especially, down by 15 already, just kind of not really engaged in the game whatsoever. And that's when Seawood came out and absolutely took over. And then he continued to take over down the stretch of this game, racking up the triples one after another after another. And the difficulty to be able to hit like a sidestep, you know, three-pointer is absurd. And we saw Christian Wood do it multiple times in this game. And the best part is to me, Christian had easily the best game of his career. And it didn't feel like he forced his way into doing it, right? He had a quiet first quarter. He picked it up a little bit in the second quarter, had the big time dunk over Porzingis to close out the half. Jalen Green hit the three to kind of give a little bit momentum as well to close things out, to cut the lead for the Rockets. And then coming out in that third quarter, he just let things kind of come to him. And as he started hitting shots, as he started racking up the buckets, the number one thing that I think stands out is that the team recognized that he was the hot hand. And everybody spoke about this at the end of the game. Eric talked about it. Steven Silas talked about it. Jalen talked about it. They fed the hot hand. Eric mentioned it unprompted, which was hilarious because Eric Gordon had mentioned it earlier this season against San Antonio on the road, that the Rockets hadn't done a very good job of feeding the hot hand. And that he referenced that that's something that they haven't done a lot this season, where a guy has it going and doesn't get the amount of touches that he should get based on the fact that he is the guy who's got it going on the floor. And in this game, everybody recognized that Christian Wood had it going in this game, and they fed the hot hand. They kept giving it to him, and he kept making absurd shot after absurd shot, or making it happen at the rim as well. Like, he had a majority of his damage, right? 24 of his 39 from outside the three-point line, and that's just crazy to think about. But he also kind of got it done on the interior too, right? To get his new career high 35 points, he got the and one at the rim, gave Toyota Center audience a quick flex before going to the free throw line, and then sunk the next point for his, you know, new career high of 36 at that point. And that's when, you know, he comes down a few possessions later, and that's when he gets the capper to end the game and finishes with 39. Steven Silas having the opportunity to sub Christian Wood out so that he could have just the roar of applause from Toyota Center. To be able to have the Rockets play as bad of a game as they did, frankly, against in the first half, I should say, of this game against the Washington Wizards, and then to be able to come back and basically, you know, fighting their way back into this game, it wasn't necessarily like an easy task, because we've seen this team do this time and time again, where they go down big and then they kind of fight their way back into the game, and then they're not able to get over the hump. And getting over the hump of this game was the crucial part. And that's what I want to talk about next coming up, is a pivotal moment in the second half of this game that kept the momentum going for the Houston Rockets. And we're going to get there after a quick message from our friends over at Prize Picks. Because look, if you're looking for a daily fantasy option for the NBA, you need to check out the award-winning app Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. So simple, you pick 2 to 5 players and an over-under on their projections, and you can win up to 10 times back on any entry, and it's just you versus the projected numbers. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's that easy. PrizePicks is safe and offers fast, quality withdrawals. You can use the award-winning app on both the App Store and Google Play. And here's the thing, right? For a limited time, PrizePicks has an exclusive no-brainer of an offer for all of our listeners. Listeners get $50 for free if a player in your first PrizePicks entry scores just a single point. All you have to do is use promo code NBA. That's right. This is an exclusive offer available for Locked On Rockets fans only. Sign up today and use code NBA for $50 for free if a player in your first PrizePicks entry scores a single point. PrizePicks is daily fantasy made easy. And continuing on here at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast, home for everything Houston Rockets basketball. Always appreciate you for making Locked On Rockets your first listen each and every day. Now, this game, however out of hand it got, with the Rockets, I mean, trailing by as many as 23 in this game against the Washington Wizards, fighting their way back, kind of making that push in the beginning, you know, towards halftime. They cut the deficit to 12 at the half. makes it a little bit more manageable going into the third quarter. And again, they came out with much better energy in the third quarter. The defensive side of things was worlds different in the second half of this game. The Rockets held the Wizards to just 34 second half points after giving up 39 in the first quarter. That is a huge turnaround. Now, a big part of that is the Wizards probably couldn't have hit water if they fell out of a boat. Let's be honest. Like, their three-point shooting in this game was absolutely atrocious. 6 of 29 three-point shooting. That is good for just a hair over 20% from the floor. Atrocious numbers from the Wizards. They did miss a lot of wide-open looks. Christian Wood had more three-pointers by himself than the Wizards had as a team, which is hilarious. But the most important stretch of the game to me in this one was the tail end of the third quarter, trying to carry the momentum. And it was actually a decision that was made a bit earlier in the third quarter by Steven Silas that I think helped secure the win for the Rockets in this one. And it's one of those moments where the Rockets have struggled to mount, you know, to really climb all the way over that hill when they get down big and they try to make their comeback against the team. They cut it to 10, 8, maybe 6, right? And then suddenly the opposing team goes on another run and the Rockets are down big again, right? And that's just how some of these bad losses, these blowout losses, have gone this season. In this game, with about 5 minutes left to go in the third quarter, I believe it was. I want to double check, make sure I get my numbers right here. Yeah, so about 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, Steven Silas subbed out Jalen Green much earlier than his usual substitution pattern goes. And I think in that moment, with how well Christian Wood was playing in the quarter specifically, Steven Silas planned and knew that he could ride the hot hand of Christian Wood, bring out Jalen Green, and then he brought Jalen Green back into the game with about a minute to go in the third quarter. And it was that substitution pattern, that stretch, where when Jalen checked back into the game with a minute to go in the quarter, it was an 82-76 game with the Wizards still leading. Jalen's next two possessions, he got a steal from Ish Smith and goes the other way and gets two at the rim. And then comes down, and he missed the and one opportunity, unfortunately. But gets the steal, goes down the other way, gets an easy two at the rim in transition after picking Ish Smith's pocket. And then the very next possession after that, Dennis Schroeder hits Jalen Green for a lob pass in transition. Four quick points at the end of the quarter to really give the Rockets a nice jolt of momentum going into the fourth. And that momentum carried over into the fourth quarter when Dennis Schroeder got fouled on a three-point attempt, hits his three free throws, ties the game up, and then to give the Rockets their lead, Garrison Matthews hits a huge three-pointer in the early moments of the fourth quarter. And it was that stretch where, and then Jalen hits a three early in the fourth quarter as well to kind of cap off some of the momentum of that run before he ultimately gets subbed back out for Kevin Porter Jr. and doesn't make his return until later in the game when it looks like the Rockets are basically riding off into the sunset for the victory. But it was that little stretch right there in the third quarter that I thought Steven Silas deserves a huge amount of credit for, because his normal substitution pattern isn't that, right? Like, normally he rides with KPJ and Jalen Green in the game for a lot longer and then subs one of them out, usually, you know, tail end of the third quarter, and then, you know, he'll start with another guard at the beginning of the fourth quarter, or he'll sub both of them out, you know, very end of the third quarter, that kind of thing. But he's been largely mirroring their minutes together. I really liked that he went with the idea to pull Jalen out of this game and then reinsert him back in exchange, and, you know, substituting Kevin Porter Jr. back out. So he left KPJ in the game, kept KPJ in there for, you know, for the Rockets to continue making their push, to continue kind of mounting their comeback a little bit by playing heavily through C. Wood, who absolutely had it going in those, you know, in that quarter and in the second half completely. But then to come back with Jalen Green, subbing Jalen Green back in for Kevin Porter Jr. so that you could then stagger some of the talent, right? And this has been the thing all season long when it comes to KPJ and Jalen Green, is why haven't they been staggered? Why do we see them, you know, why do we see their minutes mirrored some games and other games he does, you know, stagger them? In this one, the choice to stagger them clearly paid off, because having Jalen Green out there for his defensive contributions, for what he was able to do to keep the momentum going while Christian Wood was on the bench, it just worked out. And I think Steven Silas deserves a lot of credit for making that adjustment to his rotation in this game and being able to have Jalen kind of cover the gap where Christian Wood was sitting on the bench rather than having all of the starters sitting on the bench and then kind of relying on the bench guys to get you through the gap, you know, into the third quarter, top of the fourth, before the starters were ready to come back in and try and bring the game home. In addition to that moment throughout the game, I did think that Jalen had just a really, really solid game. He had 17 points on 7 of 14 shooting, 3 of 7 from behind the three-point line. Had 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, no turnovers. This may be, honestly, one of the best all-around performances from Jalen Green, where he wasn't the guy, he wasn't the alpha in this game, very clearly, because Christian Wood walked away with 39 points, 39 of them things. But he impacted the game in other ways, right? He got rebounds defensively, which means, you know, closing out good defensive possessions by securing the rebound, getting out in transition, creating for his teammates, 5 assists on the night. Really impressive showing from Jalen Green to facilitate and get his guys easy looks when it comes to just passing the ball, making the correct next right read, all of that. So I thought Jalen's play really did stand out in this game, and he did it without necessarily having to be the go-to guy. He was just, they saw that Christian had it going and they kept feeding him the ball, but Jalen was there to get his when he needed to, especially in that little stretch, again, where Christian was sitting on the bench. Jalen had 7 of his 17 points in that stretch before he got subbed back out for KPJ with about 8 minutes or so to go in the fourth quarter. And that 7 points from Jalen Green in that little 5-minute stretch of time really helped the Rockets climb over the hill and actually secure the win in this game. So I think that was a huge moment for Steven Silas, for his decision-making with the lineups in this game that helped the Rockets really climb over the hump in this one. But coming up, want to get into some final thoughts from this game, as well as the idea that, hey, Christian Wood might not have to be played at the 5 spot, or maybe not even technically the 4 spot, to have success with this Houston Rockets team moving forward. We're going to explore that idea in just a quick moment after a message from our friends over at Built Bar. Because look, when it comes to protein bars, you've got to check out Built Bar. They are the number one protein bar on the market. So delicious. Every bar coated in 100% chocolate. So many amazing flavors to choose from. Raspberry, strawberry, mint brownie, peanut butter, what my favorite, coconut brownie chunk. I don't know why I blanked on it. I was running through the other ones in my head, like thinking of some of the other flavors. And for some reason, I started drawing a blank. I don't know why coconut brownie chunk is the number one flavor. It's so good. Best protein bar I've ever had, bar none. Pun fully intended. That said, every single bar is low cal, low sugar, high protein, high fiber. Amazing if you're on a keto diet. Amazing if you're trying to cut back a little bit, you know, maybe lose a little bit of weight. You can check them out. Just go to built.com and use promo code LOCK15 to get 15% off your very next order of the best tasting protein bars on the market. Again, that's promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at built.com. And final segment here at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets basketball. Now, the post-game celebration from this one was just one of the most wholesome things that you'll ever see, because David Nwaba posted it to his IG feed, but the Rockets were in the locker room just dousing Christian Wood with water bottles, throwing crap at him, whatever they could get their hands on. And it was... Shout out to Rocket Girl on Twitter for sharing the video, and a bunch of other people shared it too, but that was the one that I wound up sharing on my Twitter feed. But there's just so much to like unpack from that brief little video of, you know, the Rockets celebrating Christian Wood and his 39-point night. And I think my two favorite things to highlight are, as the video is starting and panning to Christian kind of running further back into the locker room, you see KPJ just cut into the frame ever so briefly, and then the dude, KPJ, just tumbles, like just loses his footing. And I'm starting to feel for KPJ, but he's got to work on that equilibrium, man, because he's constantly falling over. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's got paper ankles or what, but he's got to get it figured out. And I hope he's okay, but it was just like the funniest thing, because all the Rockets are just, and you just see KPJ, and he's just, whoop, like just loses balance. So that was hilarious in and of itself. And then my other favorite part of the video is you got Dennis Schroeder, who's like way off on the side from everybody else, who's like, everybody's like chasing Christian through the locker room. And Dennis is like way off on the front side. And he like picks up a water bottle and he like 90 mile an hour fastballs it at Christian going down the hallway. Like zero regard. And I don't know if the water bottle was full. I don't know if it was empty, but like just zero regard for how hard he chucked that thing at the crowd of people mobbing Christian Wood. It was one of the most wholesome things ever. And you could tell like this is one of those things where it's like, yeah, this late in the season, we're looking at, you know, lottery odds, ping pong balls, all that. But to see this team walk away with a win like this and the way that they got the win, down 23, fight their way back in against the Wizards. Steven Silas was just glowing post-game, being able to talk about how nice this win felt, how much it meant to see Christian have this level of success, a guy that he's known for so long, all the way, you know, back in their days in Charlotte together, all of that. So it was just, you know, great vibes all around. The vibes were indeed immaculate. Shout out to my guy, Zeke. But let's get into a couple of the other points here from this game. It was great to see Eric Gordon back in the Rockets rotation, e.g. making his much-awaited return, the prodigal son returning to the Rockets lineup, and did it in just the absolute, like, best way possible, e.g. 25 minutes, 5 of 8 shooting from the floor, hit 5 threes. Kind of a quiet night for EG. We didn't really see him bully ball his way to the rim, you know, the way that he sometimes does, you know, when the Rockets need like a bailout possession or something, but just quietly did his job, played solid defense, was out on the perimeter, hitting, you know, important shots to give the Rockets a little bit of juice, a little bit of momentum here and there in the game. So just, you know, a nice night from EG to get him back in the rotation. And then down the line, you go to, like, obviously Christian Wood has had his huge night. Kevin Porter Jr., decent night under KPJ's belt. Not anything crazy to write home about. 11 points, 5 of 13 shooting. It did feel like for stretches of the game, KPJ was trying to force some things that he didn't necessarily need to force. But had the 3 rebounds, had 4 assists, just 1 turnover. Again, a quiet night from KPJ, but stayed out of Seawood's way and let Seawood carry the team when it mattered. And that's, you know, kind of what needs to happen when you've got the hot hand. Just keep feeding it. Don't try and take over the game yourself. And KPJ did a good job of making sure that guys got the ball to Seawood. That, again, that was just kind of a mutual understanding from everybody on the court was, hey, get the ball to Seawood. He's unstoppable tonight. The man can't miss. Off the bench, KJ Martin, Alperen Şengün, I have to give them a shout out just because early in this game, when the Rockets' defense was abysmal, when the Wizards hung 39 in the first quarter, somewhere midway through the second quarter, I mean, I said something like, this game is really hard to watch, and it was. Like, it was one of those where there wasn't a whole lot to enjoy about the game. There was just, the Rockets were playing with almost zero life, no energy, none of that. And thankfully, KJ and LP had a couple tandem plays to get the crowd a little bit more hype. And I think the one that really kind of woke me up was a little bit was LP hit KJ with this beautiful dime, just like, and KJ led him directly to the rim. It was like a bounce pass between a couple defenders for LP. Nothing out of the ordinary for him. Hits KJ, beautiful dime on the way to the rim. KJ just elevates and knocks in the dunk. So having those two guys inject a little bit of life into the game in the second quarter was really nice to see. And then Dennis Schroeder, who, you know, in this game, you know, does his job, you know, is off the bench, kind of help compose the second unit, all of that stuff. You know, not a crazy performance from Dennis Schroeder. 8 points, 2 of 5 shooting, had 4 rebounds, had 5 assists, had a steal. Just exactly what you want to see out of him, you know, to kind of help anchor that second unit, especially in the moments in this game where the Rockets were trying to fight back into things. Garrison Matthews had the big 3 to give the Rockets their lead late in the game. Well, early in the fourth quarter, late in the game. There we go. 86-83, and they didn't look back after that point. And then Josh Christopher, this is my one downside of this game, is Josh Christopher only got 7 minutes. And it's really tough when you look up and down the roster as to who or where you would take minutes away from, given how well Christian played in this game, how well Jaylen played in this game. Maybe you make an argument that you could have trimmed KPJ's minutes a little bit so that Josh could have been up at around, you know, 10 to 12 instead of just the 7. But like Jayshon only played 19 minutes. KJ played 16 minutes because Steven Silas wanted to run with Christian Wood and Alperen Şengün for stretches of the game, which is going to be my final, you know, signing off point here. And this one is talking about Christian Wood's role on the floor, the position that he could potentially play in the future for the Rockets. And minutes wise, as far as the distribution goes, like maybe you cut back on Garrison's minutes a little bit, but that's my one downside from this game is Josh only got the 7 minutes. And it was really unfortunate that we didn't get to see more out of him in this one. But the area that I will say I highlighted this earlier with just the defensive performance in the second half for the Rockets, but I do really like what we've seen at times out of Christian Wood and Alperen Şengün defensively on the floor together. And I think those two guys, both when they're on the floor together and individually in the second half of this game, did a outstanding job on making life difficult for Kristaps Porzingis, because the zinger had 20 points on 6 of 10 shooting in the first half. He looked unstoppable. Like, Porzingis looked like every other big man that has played against the Rockets in recent days and weeks and months, which is, it looked like he was headed for a career high at halftime. And he finished the game 7 of 18 shooting on the way to 22 points. He only scored 2 points in the second half. That was it. He had one bucket. He went 1 of, right? Yeah. One of 8 in the second half. Math is hard. I try never to do live math on the podcast, and sometimes I forget about my own rules, and then I make a fool of myself like that. But 1 of 8 in the second half, the Rockets did a much better job defending him in the second half, and they did a much better job in the paint, actually, like, fighting on the interior, not giving up easy buckets, not, you know, making a fool of themselves, honestly, defensively. And that was a big part of how they managed to turn things around. So shout out to Seawood and Alperen Şengün, who both held their own much better in the second half. But I want to leave you with this, because this is kind of my final, you know, nail in the coffin here for the show is, right, I've gone back and forth a lot in these recent, you know, last few weeks about Christian Wood and some of these big time performances that we see out of him and whether or not he has a long-term future here with the Rockets, right? And when he has games like this, where he looks this good, it's hard not to imagine just how good he could be for the long-term future of this Rockets team. You know, the fact that when he is focused on playmaking and facilitating for his teammates and utilizing his gravity as a role man, all of this, that he can make life so much easier for Kevin Porter Jr., for Jalen Green, for Al P, that he can be the best player on the floor for this Rockets team and really elevate their level of play. That said, the biggest conundrum has always been, well, what do you do with Christian and Al P? Can they coexist on the floor together? And I wonder if, what if the Rockets decide to go and decide to just like trot out like multiple bigs, essentially, because if the Rockets were to take Jabari Smith in the draft, there's nothing to stop them from trotting out Jabari Smith at the 3, or conceivably, I guess, Christian Wood at the 3, and Jabari Smith at the 4, and then Al P at the 5. And even though Al P is a bit, maybe a bit undersized, considered, you know, compared to some of the other NBA centers, he does a good job utilizing the weight that he has, boxing out, doing the dirty work, all of that, right? But size-wise, the Rockets at that point would have a really interesting mix of athleticism and length and skill and versatility at every single position up and down the court. When you consider that they already have one of the most oversized backcourts in the association with Kevin Porter Jr. and Jalen Green, as far as just length and athleticism is concerned. And then if you were to imagine trotting out a front court of Jabari Smith Jr., Christian Wood, and Alperen Şengün, that could be something really interesting worth working with. And I've kind of operated under the preconceived notion that the Rockets, regardless of who they were going to pick up, if they were going to pick up one of the bigs in the draft, be it Jabari, Paolo, or Chet, that they were going to almost assuredly have to move on from Christian Wood this next season because there's a glut at the front court spot for the Rockets, and they can't, you know, unless they're willing to start Alperen Şengün and Christian Wood side by side, then, you know, you're not going to have space to bring in one of those top rookies. Now, if they're willing to start Alperen, Şengün, Christian Wood side by side and have Christian Wood potentially slot all the way down and play the three, or have Jabari, who is more than capable of playing the three, be out there on the perimeter, that's something a little bit more interesting, because it does feel like Christian Wood's perimeter defense is leaps and bounds better than his interior defense. But that's also not to say that Christian Wood isn't still he's a decent rebounder. He's athletic enough to be a really good rebounder, and he could potentially be a really good weak side defensive help presence out of that four spot if you've got Al P anchoring the five. So I wonder if maybe that's something that the Rockets organization has considered, a direction that they potentially might entertain going this next season. But if the Rockets were to trot into next season with a starting lineup of Kevin Porter Jr., Jalen Green, Jabari Smith, Christian Wood, and Alperen Şengün, I wouldn't be half upset, because I do think that that lineup has a lot of talent, a lot of versatility, and brings a lot as far as the defensive side of things is concerned, because it kind of answers some of the problems that we've had this season, which is namely the fact that Christian Wood at the five is very susceptible defensively and gives up a lot on the interior. Now, while Al P isn't exactly a defensive anchor, he hustles a bit better than Christian Wood, doesn't get abused by other bigs as frequently as Christian Wood, is making strides as a team defender. And at that point, if you have that level of size across the board with C. Wood at the four and Jabari Smith at the three, then the team defense should conceivably take a step up as well, because then instead of being one of the smallest teams in the NBA with Jayshon Tate as your starting four at 6'4", you have Jabari Smith at 6'10 as your starting three to go along with a pair of 6'6 guards in the backcourt. Suddenly, Pocket Rockets is just dead, and we're talking like Giganto Rockets. I don't know what the name would be. We got to come up with something a bit catchier than that. But with that, those are final thoughts from this game. How would you feel about Christian Wood still staying a part of the Rockets organization if they were able to start him alongside Alperen Şengün, and if they were potentially able to work a Jabari Smith Jr. into the equation at the three spot? Let me know in the comments on the YouTube channel. As always, if you haven't done so yet, please consider subscribing to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts: Apple, Spotify, Google, the brand new Odyssey app, free and available on all platforms. Also, be sure to check out Locked On Rockets on YouTube. Go to YouTube, search Locked On Rockets, like, comment, subscribe, all of that good stuff. What was your favorite part from this Seawood masterclass against the Washington Wizards? Was it his insane step back three to hit 39 points, his new career high? Was it the dunk, the absolute poster on Kristaps Porzingis? Was it his 15-point third quarter? Let me know in the comments. Let me know about the idea of starting front court Jabari Smith, Christian Wood, and Alperen Şengün all together. Want to hear your thoughts in the YouTube comments. But as always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. And we look forward to having you back right here at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets basketball.